Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Be'arba'a frakim ha'olam nidon. There are four times during the year the world is judged. Ba'pesach ala tzvua. On Pesach, we are judged for grain. Ba'atzeres al peros ha'ilon. On Shavuos, we are judged for peros ha'ilon, for the fruits of the year. Be'Rosh Hashanah kol ba'i ha'olam. Over in Lefanav Kivnei Marah. Rosh Hashanah, as we're familiar, is a time of judgment for the entire world, when the entire world, all the people of the world, pass before Hashem like young sheep. Shenemar Hayotzer Yachad Libam Hamevin El Kolma Asayim. Hashem, who fashions their hearts and understands all their deeds, judges each one as an individual as they walk by him, so to speak, on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Uvechag nidonin al hamayim. On Sukkos, we are judged on water, connected to the Nisuch Hamayim, the time that we are shoev mayim and we pour the water on Sukkos, because it's a time of judgment of water. Continues the Mishnah, Shoshana, Mishnah Gimel and Perek Aleph. Al Shisha Chadash HaMashluchim Yotzim. For 6 months, the Shluchim, the messengers of Basin, would be spread out all across Israel and beyond, telling people, notifying people, that Basin has proclaimed a certain day as Rosh Chodesh. Al Nisan Mipnei HaPesach. They go out the month of Nisan to notify people when Rosh Chodesh is, as they will know when to calculate the holiday of Pesach. Al Av Mipnei HaTanis. Going out in Av so they can notify people to keep the Tanis of Tisha B'Av in the proper day. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. They go out in Elul to notify people when Rosh Hashanah will come, as Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Tishrei. They needed to know already in Elul of when it would be. The Gemara explains that Elul was just about always 29 days, almost without exception, and therefore they would make the calculation properly. Al Tishrei. On Tishrei, they would go out because of Takanas HaMoados to determine the times of the Moados. And even though Elul was almost always 29 days, to ensure, just in case it was an exception, they would go out again in Tishrei to inform people of when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, allowing them to keep Yom Kippur and Sukkot properly. Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah. They would go out in Kislev to inform people of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so they can celebrate Chanukah on the right day. Val Adar Mipnei HaPurim. And they would leave on Adar to celebrate Purim on its right day. Chshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam. The Beis HaMikdash was still around. Yotin Af Al Iyar Mipnei Pesach Katan. They would go out even in Iyar to allow people to celebrate Pesach Katan properly. For those who missed bringing Karban Pesach on the regular Pesach holiday, the makeup day, Yud Daled Iyar, would be needed to be known, and therefore messengers would be spread all around to inform people of the right day.